You're listening to the I Don't Know, Let's Ask My Mom podcast. I'm your host, Annika, and this is episode number 63, The Silent Treatment. Hi, Mom.
Well, howdy.
How's it going?
What you drinking?
Nothing.
I don't think that's nothing.
Everyone listen to my diet pill, guys.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I thought we said we weren't drinking that last week anymore.
Yeah. I did switch over to Poppy, and that's been really good, but my husband just bought some Diet Coke for a party, and we had some left over, and one thing led to another.
Here we are.
And now I'm here drinking some.
Wow. You're just like drinking it just so proudly after you said, I'm not drinking Diet Coke. I just was a little confused. Okay.
That's the thing about me is I like switch up and then I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore. And that'll last like just a little bit.
Sometimes you just have to try on the goal.
Yeah. I'm like, does that sound good?
A few times.
No Diet Coke. Does that sound? But I have, speaking of goals though, I have been still doing yoga every single day this year.
Very good.
So very proud of you. She can actually keep some of the goals that she sets.
Let's talk about yoga, shall we?
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about how you're like, Mom, you need to do yoga.
Oh.
You want to share? Share with everybody how you push me and shamed me because I don't do yoga.
I did not shame you. I did not. Listen, guys, yoga has been so great to do every day this year. Like, I have really seen a difference. And I'm like, my mom would love this. She just needs to, like, fully accept it. You know what I mean? She just needs to like forget all the thoughts she has about yoga and just go in fresh. And I tell her, I'm like, okay, do this. I sent her like the yoga practice to do on YouTube. And I'm like, this is a perfect one to start with, but FaceTime me before you do it so I can walk you through like specific ways you do the poses. Cause you don't just like do a pose. You have to like kind of like, you know, be in the right form or else you could hurt yourself or it's gonna just be uncomfortable. No, she doesn't FaceTime me. She does not FaceTime me. She literally calls me and she's like, I did the yoga. It was the worst experience of my life. I hated it. And I was like, you didn't even FaceTime me, so I could show you how to do the poses.
Well, I just thought, okay, there's a lady showing me what to do. I can listen to instructions. And you were just so passionate about it. And I know you use it for like, you know, meditation and I know you want me to do it so bad. So I'm like, I'm going to give it 100%. And you don't even know. I cleaned my room. I vacuumed. I brought the yoga mat in. I went all in. I promise I did.
You just forgot to do the most important part. FaceTime me. Let me explain it to you.
And
but that's
I funny. Ended up in tears. And had to work through some things because it was ugly.
And I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah. It doesn't work with someone who wears glasses, number one.
Yeah, I didn't
think. And then
you're
trying to
that.
See on your phone what to do, so you take your glasses off, but then you can't.
Okay, well, she also watched the video on her phone. Like, put it on the TV. Like, have an open space. I'm like, no way she was doing it on her phone. Anyway, it's fine.
Anyway, it's all good.
I think I've just changed my... I've changed my mind. Like, I used to think I could get anyone to, like, love and appreciate yoga. I could get anyone into it.
Maybe and then everyone after this experience, that doesn't have arthritis.
Yeah, after this experience, I'm like, okay, maybe it's just not for everyone. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
That was cute.
That was a fun little thing we did, and now we're over it. And I gave Annika the silent treatment for a good day after.
No, you didn't.
Just kidding. I didn't. But that does bring us into our topic.
Yes. Episode 64. And we're talking about the silent treatment today. I'm a little scared to talk about it because I feel like I'm going to be like, oh,
don't be
I've
scared.
Done that before.
Don't be
I've
scared
because
every,
you know.
Everyone's going to relate to this today. And I'm excited to talk about it because it's something that, like, I feel like I've learned so much about, and it's just such a big way that we self-sabotage. And, you know, I'm a self-sabotage coach. So silent treatment is a big, huge way we sabotage ourselves. And you were saying, when I told you, when we were talking about this, you were saying, it's just so easy to just go silent. And I'm like, yeah, because your survival brain is going to do the easiest thing. Yeah. And easy doesn't get you what you want. Okay. And so I think it would be so fun to talk about, because I feel like it's something that I used to do a lot and I didn't realize how much it was actually sabotaging me. But I actually feel like your generation does not struggle with this as much in my opinion, from coaching young adults. I feel like because their mental health awareness and mindfulness tools are so available to everyone now, and we understand our brains a lot more now, and like, it's not taboo to get help, to go to a coach or to go to therapy is not taboo anymore, right? Like, it's just kind of like, this is how I take care of myself.
Right.
Because you guys are in that generation, you understand that feelings are normal, that you don't need to like judge your emotions. They're just information. Like, I feel like your generation is just a lot more self-aware and are better communicators than my generation. Okay. When I was growing up, therapy was not something you would ever tell someone you were doing, right? And you would avoid it at all cost. You don't talk about your mental health. Don't talk about feelings. And I think, you know, like, communication was not something that I was taught.
Totally.
Okay. So I think it's just kind of more of a thing maybe for my generation, but it might pop up for your, I mean, I think it pops up. Like, it popped up when you were in college, right? Your roommates, right? Like, I'm not talking to her. It for pops sure. up. But for I just sure. think it's not as bad as it was for like my generation, because like my generation, it was kind of like, if a sign of a good marriage is you don't fight, right? A sign of a good marriage is you don't have conflict. You're just so good all the time. And we should all be peacemakers. And so if I'm going to be a peacemaker, then I probably shouldn't share how I'm feeling right now. Right. And so that's where the sabotage comes in, because in our relationships, what are we always searching for? Connection. Okay. Silent treatment prolongs that to happen. Okay. It prevents that.
Totally.
It delays that. In order to connect with someone, you have to communicate. Okay. So that's where this kind of was a problem for me in my younger years, because I didn't know how to communicate. I didn't think that it was okay to, because again, and I feel like honestly, Dad is the same way. Like, we want to have a good marriage. We don't want to fight. We don't want to fight. We don't want to say things that we're going to regret. So we're just not going to even bring it up.
Right.
But then I'm still feeling this. And so that leads me to silent treatment. Okay.
Yeah. So totally. I see that.
So, okay. When you're talking about silent treatment, there's like kind of two ways you can go. Okay. Silent treatment is something that people use to punish and control and to manipulate you. And that's kind of more like a narcissist would use. Narcissists love silent treatment because they want to make it so that you can't put up a boundary. So they silence everything.
Yeah.
And they make you question yourself so that they can now come back in and be in power again. Okay. We're not going to go down that road in this episode. Okay.
Okay.
Because that's more abuse. Okay. And I think that as we learn about silent treatment and how actually what it is creating, you'll see how easy it is to use it as emotional abuse. Okay.
Okay.
And so it's kind of hard to hear, because like, I've done it. And so it kind of breaks my heart, right?
That totally,
I was having, creating this, but I just didn't know. Okay. The other side is just, it's something that we kind of all fall into as a coping mechanism. Okay. It's like, it's what we use to cope when we have poor communication skills, when we believe conflict is bad, when we don't feel like our feelings are valid. What's our option? The only option now is to just go silent. Okay. So that's kind of what I want to focus on. Not the abusive behavior and like how we use it to control people, but more how we're using it to just cope, because we don't know how to communicate how we're feeling. And maybe we don't even want to acknowledge it to ourselves. So, you know, another way that people kind of fall into it as, and I feel like I have, is like testing people in my life, right? Like with thoughts, like, they should know how I feel. I'm going to see if they can even figure out what's wrong. They should be able to read my mind. If they really love me, they'll care enough to figure out why I'm upset.
Totally.
And you know, now I know, like, absolutely not. They should not know. They do not have the same brain as you.
Yeah.
I have confirmation bias about whatever I'm thinking. They have no idea what I'm thinking.
Right.
Right. And so it is, if you are having feelings and you're upset about something, it is your job to go and to communicate that.
Yeah.
It's very, like, codependent to think that someone needs to read your mind. All right. So this is what, how it self-sabotage, how this is how it turns into self-sabotage. It delays connection. It delays understanding, which is what you're looking for. You're looking for whoever this is about to understand you.
Totally.
They can't, because no matter how much we think someone knows us or loves us, they literally can't read your mind.
Yeah.
The only way they're going to understand is for you to talk about your emotions. It delays communication, delays the peace you're looking for. It delays resolution, and it delays your emotional maturity, to be honest.
Yeah.
So it's just funny because, like, I think that, like, I look back at times when I've done that and I'm thinking, this is probably better than saying how I feel. Because if I say how I feel, I might hurt someone's feelings. I might say something that I regret. Okay. So I'm just going to go silent so the peace can still be there. Okay. But that's what's so crazy about silent treatment. It's not silent. It is like a very aggressive, passive-aggressive communication that causes a lot more hurt than something you would say. Because if you say something to someone, you can explain it. Silent treatment, there's no explanation. It's just you create pure just confusion and self-doubt in the other person.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's some things that it creates. It creates self-doubt, like I said. It creates anxiety and stress.
For uncertainty, sure.
Right?
For sure.
It creates a lot of uncertainty because you don't know when it's going to be over. When am I going to be safe again with this person? And, you know, they've actually, like, we all have the need for a social bond, right? We talk about the herd and how we all need to feel safe, right, socially. And so they when someone is given the silent treatment, the way that it reacts in your brain is the same as, like, chronic pain.
I believe that. I literally believe that.
Because you aren't sure of your safety and you don't know when it's going to come back. It causes a lot of stress and anxiety.
Well, and there's so much, like, tension in the air. You can literally, like, feel it.
Yeah.
When that's happening.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, just think about doing that to a child.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. Like, right. So those are the things that it creates. And so you can see how easily this could become abusive behavior, right? To get control.
Totally.
Right. And it could, if it's done a lot, could create not just self-doubt, but low self-esteem. So anyway, so I think sometimes, like me, we thought that it was the better route because then I'm not saying something rude. Does that make sense? I'm not saying something rude. I'm not saying anything I'm going to regret. I can still see myself as a good person. Do you see?
Yeah, totally.
But when you look at all the things it creates, it's more hurtful than words because of all the things that it creates. Words can be explained and apologized and understood.
Mm-hmm.
But just leaving someone up to guessing is just, like, so stressful and so fear. It's just so much fear involved. Like, whenever I've got the silent treatment, so much fear. The uncertainty is just, like, too much to handle. So anyway, so basically that's how it sabotages us. It prolongs the conflict. And it also just gives you more to apologize for. It gives more to work through.
Yeah, like you said, it literally delays.
It delays everything.
Like you said, it literally delays, like, getting to a conclusion, like, finding an answer, like, if something's really bothering you, working through it. Like, it literally you're gonna have to do that work through probably anyway if it's like a healthy relationship, but you're just like stopping that before you even get to that, you know? It's just like prolonging.
Yeah, and you're adding more to the conflict now, because now we just put you through this. So now we're gonna even lose track of what this was even about. We just added like a whole nother level to what we now need to work through.
Right.
Which is just the epitome of self-sabotage, making our lives harder in the end, right?
Right. So a question with silent treatment that I have is, you know, we know not to do it and stuff, but how do you respond, or what would you say is the best way to respond when somebody's kind of giving you the silent treatment?
Okay, that's such a good question. And this is what I would like offer is, don't do their work for them. Don't guess. Even if you know why they're mad, don't. Do them, the biggest favor you could do is let them share it. Don't do their work for them. Don't go change your behavior. Oh, she's mad because I think she's mad because I wore her shirt. So I just won't ever do that again. No, go to her and say, I see that you're upset. Is there something you'd like to talk about? Don't just go do the work and not make her address it. Like that's doing, like that would have done me a favor if someone came to me and said, Karen, I see you're upset.
Yeah.
You can tell me what's wrong.
Like,
and if I choose not to, then you can just, then you can be like, hey, it's like, I can just, like, if someone is upset with me, like right now, like if someone gave me the silent treatment right now where I'm at, I would say, I see you're upset. Is there something you want to talk about? And if they say no, I'm like, okay, then I can just pretend I don't know. Because I don't read minds.
And if
you don't communicate to me, then I can just go, oh, I must have misunderstood. There's nothing wrong. I can just, because until you're going to tell me, it's not my job to read your mind.
I like this. I like that you're saying, you know, don't fall into the emotional immaturity with them. Don't start to give them the silent treatment back. Don't, you know what I mean? Like, be an adult. Communicate. Talk hard things through. Like, that's what we have to do to have good relationships. And so don't fall into what they're doing. I love that. I think that's a great
Exactly. I love that. You know, and I just think that would have been something that would have helped me, is like someone to just like, hey, I see you're upset. But if they do not want to talk about it and they want to keep doing the silent treatment, you can go to yourself. Like, if that happened to me right now, I'd say, Karen, you tried. They don't want to share. So you can just, they're not mad. According to them, they're not mad at you. So until they're willing to
take their word for it,
there's nothing you need to do.
Yeah. Love it.
And so I would just kind of coach myself to let it go until they want to talk about it. I'm not going to sit here and rack my brain of all the things I could have done to make you upset. If you don't want to tell me, I'm not going to spend my day trying to solve that for you. Okay. So like another, I think, important thing about silent treatment is recognizing that taking some time or taking some space is different than silent treatment, right? Sometimes we might not be ready to talk about it or to talk about our feelings. We're still processing. We're still figuring out ourselves. So that's different. And all you need to do is just communicate that. I'm not ready yet. I do want to talk about this, but I just need some time.
Perfect. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's still giving the person respect, right? Like, it's still giving them, you're respecting them. I'm not just leaving you hanging. We are going to talk about this. I just need some time.
Yeah, it looks like the biggest difference to me with that is, one, you're explaining why you need some time, and you're explaining that you need time. You're not just, like, taking time for yourself without explaining it, because I think that would be considered the silent treatment, so... Yeah, I think the biggest
I'm figuring out where I am, but I don't want to give you the silent treatment. You could even say that. I'm not giving you the silent treatment. I just need, everybody knows what it is, so you can even just say that. You know what I mean? And just, but it is okay to take space. Some people need to process. Some people need to, you know, you could even say what your feeling is. Hey, I'm feeling confused. I want to talk about this, but I just need some time.
Perfect. Yeah.
Or you could even if you really want to be great and like really respectful, you could say, we could talk about it then. Let's find a time when we can both talk about, right? Not making them question their whole safety.
Totally.
So I think that's an important part.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode, guys. We hope you enjoyed it. If you're enjoying our episodes, please leave us a review. We'd love to read what you guys have to say about our podcast. Also, feel free to go follow us on our Instagrams. The podcast Instagram is IDK, Let's Ask My Mom. And my mom's coaching Instagram is KarenEdwards.coaching. We hope you guys have a great rest of your day.